Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
has
been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out two weeks ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left. Checks
2 weeks
left.
Ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Oh, I want
great.
I am Heather Wagenhall, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor. And for this fabulous Saturday, July 17th, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona. And this overcast Saturday has, I have something to share with all of you. First off, thank you so much for joining us, and for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast this Saturday and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help you manage your money and attitudes for achieving financial wellness today and financial independence for your future. And we have several segments and interviews with the top money gurus and motivational gurus of our times to help you and your family get on your way to financial freedom. And so once again, it's kind of funny. I have to share this with all of you because it's just it's hysterical, and I didn't quite get it. At first, when people started sending me emails about my double life and things like that, because my brother's in the service, and whenever he goes overseas, I kind of go on a news fast, and so I don't pay attention to what's in the news, because if anything happens to him, I want to hear it directly from the military branch in which he serves. I don't want to rile myself up by reading the news, and when I hear about injuries or fatalities, I don't want to have to worry about whether or not that's my brother. That's my mother's job to worry and stress out over things. So I like to not fret about those things. So when he does come back to the States, I sometimes forget to start paying attention to the news. Unless it's related to the show and your financial independence, I just kind of don't really pay too much attention to it. But yet again, this morning, as I was walking the dog, I was told again that, hey, do you know? And I said, yes, I have heard this several times, and no, I'm not her. I am not the Russian spy that everybody has seen, the real estate mogul from New York. That is not me. I'm not Russian. I am Romanian, and I am an American born and raised in good old Arizona. So no, you don't have to worry about that. I am not being deported. I'm not leading a double life. I am here to serve you, but I think that that's hysterical because everybody seems to think that I'm 15 years younger and much more mysterious than what I really am. And it's so funny because everybody I know has been sending me emails, and at first I didn't quite get, like, why are you sending me this stuff about a double life? And then when my sister-in-law said something, I had to go finally check it out. Now, yet another person has said this over the last couple of weeks, so it's been kind of interesting. But just to set the record straight, I am not she. I do not lead that glamorous and mysterious of a life. What you see is what you get here on the program. So I wanted to get that out because I have found that so entertaining and super funny. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We have an incredible show today. We have action-packed interviews. We have minutes on your money. We have so much in store for you. I'm so excited to share with you about this week's broadcast, because we are now at our Dreams with Deadlines key in our Keys to Riches Financial Freedom series. And so that means the fun starts now. We get to plan our future by learning how to create the most fabulous imagery and then attach a timeline to accomplish it. And so we're going to talk about that, and you'll see the process as we go through with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Coco Brown. She will be checking in with us in the second hour. In this first hour, I am so excited. We have Dr. Clint Pearman joining us, and he has created an incredible study of the brain, which we are going to get in depth, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how he came up with his form of goal setting in a simple letter to his daughter, which evolved into something so much more and an incredible gift to the rest of us, and not just serving his own selfish need to appease his daughter and motivate her to achieve her fullest potential, but how he was able to take that inspiration and really create something magnificent for the rest of us to use. So we're going to get into that with him also this broadcast. We are still running our Financial Freedom Special. If you sign up for the electronic magazine and declare your financial independence through the month of July, you will receive a free, F-R-E-E, our favorite four-letter word, copy of the first season of the best of interviews from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. There are over 16 action-packed, information-packed interviews with the top financial and investment gurus of the day from our first season. That's a $30 value. And just to show you how much the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation is supporting your path to financial independence, we want to demonstrate that through showing you how we can support you and just give you one of the tools that you're going to find when our membership website launches August 1st. I'm so excited about that. We also have free publicity day coming up where you can have 30 seconds to promote your cause. So not only are we supporting you on the financial education side, but now we're giving you an opportunity to market your products and services for free. Our broadcast is heard throughout the world, and our electronic magazine goes to over 250,000 subscribers each and every week. So if you would like that kind of exposure where you're not going to get from another radio broadcast for free on our midweek update free publicity day, then you definitely want to pay attention and tune in. Start writing your scripts. We're going to give instructions this week on how to create your ultimate marketing campaign for our free publicity day. So you'll have to tune in Wednesday, this Wednesday's broadcast. We have an incredible show, power-packed with all kinds of stuff, and so I would like to get this week's broadcast underway with Dr. Pearman, and he is going to be coming up right after this short break. So stay tuned for more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with Dr. Pearman after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show The Truth with Coco Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com. www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhals here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity, your, I don't know, is it A for abundance? How did you like this week's Abundance Millionaire Focus Strategy? I'm pretty excited about that. We've had a ton of downloads. We're getting better on people getting up in the morning to join us live for our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on Unlock Your Wealth Radio on Tuesday mornings at 6:38 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're an East Coaster, you should totally be up and tuned in for our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts. We have a format that's evolved, and I'm so excited about that because in addition to having a little theme that we talk about, and we pick a particular quality that millionaires share, we also do a step-by-step millionaire strategy focus. So you can tune in on your conscious and subconscious level to get those two types of minds working in concert with each other to create financial wellness for you and your family. And that will happen in an instant. When you can make the decision to become financially well, financially whole, doesn't mean your money is perfect, but being financially well, being financially sound mentally, and getting your brain straight and your thought processes and your money habits straight, your finances will follow. But you got to get the upstairs taken care of first. And in addition to our two-hour power session that we have here on Saturdays where we have great interviews with incredible gurus, we also use this Millionaire Nuts and Bolts to help give you specific tools to incorporate into your life right now so you can start every day the millionaire way. So I encourage you to listen to him. If you can't listen live, go ahead and download him. It's well worth the investment, and it's 15 minutes. 15 minutes of your life. It's a fraction of your life. Drop in the bucket. Just listen to it. Expose yourself to the information, and you will just be amazed at what you can get out of that. I am so excited because our next guest is truly an incredible researcher and doctor when it comes to success. And I'm so excited to have Dr. Clint Pearman join us today because he has created his own form of brain study. And I want to let him tell you about it because he knows his stuff better than I could ever through an introduction. So I just want to get to him. Let's bring him on to the show right now.
Welcome to the broadcast, Dr. Clint.
Thank you, Heather. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us on our Dreams with Deadlines episode. Goal planning is so important, and I like how steadfast you are in constantly seeking to improve yourself. Now, the gift, the 12 ingredients to improve your life, covers 12 very important ingredients to success that nobody taught us as we were growing up. Now, what's the story behind the gift?
Oh, that's a great story. I appreciate you opening up with that because I always get excited about it, but I didn't originally feel this way. The gift is the end result of a letter I was writing to my daughter. The short version, I got a fantastic daughter with a fantastic granddaughter, but about 7 years ago, she dropped out of college because she got pregnant her junior year of college, and she felt she needed to take care of her baby for the first couple of years, and then she said she would go back to college. Well, I thought that was a pretty noble concept. I said, no problem. Whatever you need, I'll support you. Well, 7 years later, she still hasn't went back, and I got this idea about a year and a half ago that I need to write her a letter. I need to write something to her to get her motivated to get back in school, and that's where I began. I started writing a letter on the topic of motivation. The next thing I knew, I was then writing on the topic of goal setting. Then I started writing on self-improvement, how to stop procrastination. And 30 days later, that letter was over 300 pages long. The interesting thing about it is I published it by accident the first time. A friend of mine said, hey, you need to put this in a book. You got some good stuff in here. And I thought, that would be pretty cool. I wasn't even thinking of making it available to the public. So I went to Lulu, which is a self-publishing company, and put the book in their format and published it on Amazon.com. But I thought it was published as a private book until about 30 days later, a friend of mine called me up and says, hey, Clint, I got your book. That's some really good stuff, but you need to correct the spelling and stuff in it. And I said, what are you talking about? You can't get that book. It's just for my daughter. And they made me aware that I pressed the wrong button when I should have pressed the button that said private. I pressed the button that said public, and it became available. About 20 days, I know, and you can still see that. If you Google the gift, 12 ingredients, if you Google it or if you search it on Amazon.com, it will show up. However, 20 days later, I finally figured out how to stop people from ordering it while I edited it, hired a publisher and a editor, and they fixed the original book, fixed it up. Corrected all the spelling, all the grammatical errors, and then reformatted it from chapters to ingredients. The editor said, you know, this is like a recipe for success. And I thought, oh, that's great. He said, we should change the chapters to ingredients. And that's where the title, 12 Ingredients to Improve Your Life, came from.
Oh, that's an incredible story. And what a neat gift that you gave not only your daughter, but the rest of us, too.
I know. Yeah, you got to remember something, Heather. Even after I, got it edited and then published through Create Space, which is Amazon's publisher, and then got it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all over the bookstores, and people were ordering it, I still originally wasn't all that excited because I wrote it while I was in the end stages of writing Copenology. So I was just about finished with my second book, well, which would have been my first book, called Copenology, The New Brain Science of Success, when I took a 30-day break to write this book. And then my publisher said, well, since so many people like it, you need to promote it. And I'm thinking, but I'm not all that excited. It wasn't until I did a couple of shows and a couple of people emailed me with how they felt the book changed their life. And, I learned that people it's not the type of book that you have to read from cover to cover. People are telling me they open it up and they look at the contents. And whichever chapter, which are actually the ingredients, catches their attention is what draws them to that area. For example, I had somebody call me up just the other day, say, I looked in the contents, and the first thing that caught my attention was stress management. And they said that was all they read, and it was enough for them to change the way they were doing things just from what they learned about stress management. So that's when I got excited. I realized maybe this is some good stuff, and I started reading it. When I started rereading what I wrote, I would read stuff and I would go, wow, I wrote that. This is good. And then I became excited because I was confident that I had produced. Because originally I wasn't thinking that this would be available to the world. I was just producing something for my daughter. After the editor finished with it, I got excited because I realized, yes, this is something I can be proud of and take it to the entire world. And if Oprah's listening, I'm ready.
I'm surprised you haven't seen her yet. But I'm working on my affirmation that I am a favorite guest of Oprah Winfrey.
Awesome.
That's
definitely
one of my affirmations.
Get you going.
Now, there are so many self-help books available. What differentiates the gift from the others, other than the fact that it wasn't ever intended to be a book? What else kind of differentiates it?
Well, real simple. Each chapter, and let me kind of back up and preface it by saying this. When I started writing, I realized the 20 years of reading the Jim Rohn stuff, the Zig Ziglar stuff, all of Anthony Robbins stuff, Think and Grow Rich, The Magic. I must have read 99 of the top 100 books written on success over the last 20 years. And my coaching practice was all about teaching people the stuff that I knew from the stuff I read. And then I went to college and got a doctorate degree in psychology, but my area of focus was on human performance. So when I sat down and wrote this book, all I did was naturally spill out all the stuff I had learned over those previous 20 years. And I simply took that information and put it in 11 chapters in the Reader's Digest Converse or condensed version. So what you get with the gift, you literally get 11, I say 11 because the 12th chapter or ingredient is really a resource section where I list resources you can go to if you want more information. So the other 11 chapters are really individual topics for books on their own. And many, thousands of books have been read on each one of those. I simply took and put it in one chapter so that if a person, for example, if you are not happy where you are in your life, financially, economically, in your relationships, whatever, if you pick up the gift and turn to the contents, something in there will catch your attention because it's designed to cover. When I was writing it, I was trying to cover every possible area that could be holding my daughter back from getting back into college and then pursuing her dreams and living up to her potential. So I would say The Gift is the type of book that gives you everything compiled in one 270-page book.
That's so incredibly resourceful of you. I know that I am a culmination of my experiences, and you and I could probably sit there and come up with the same exact list of books that influenced us. And I've always been intrigued by human performance, or the lack thereof desire for human performance. It, you know, the incentive part, I understand. It's what lets people, the other side of the coin, I guess, is what befuddles me and makes me work so hard to repattern people. I am a neurolinguistic programming aficionado, and as a practitioner and coach, I don't get hung up in the why we do, what's the root cause of this, just what are we doing, what are the triggers, how do we reprogram or repattern ourselves to handle these situations differently and give ourselves more resources and more tools to be successful the next time this issue comes up. But I'm always excited by people who study human performance because everybody wants to know what makes people tick. But what my big question is what keeps people from going forward? Like, for example, your daughter who, you know, chose a different path. Was it just a choice not to go back, or is there some sort of fear associated with it? What's holding her back? Not why can't she go forward, because clearly she has a phenomenal example in her father. It's what is it that's keeping her from getting back in the game?
Well, you know, I have coined what I like to call the three components to optimum human performance. Over the last, actually, the last 7 years, as I was completing my doctorate work, a lot of my research was focused on trying to figure out just what you asked. What is it that holds people back? Because I had read all the books, and my coaching practice, I had coached thousands of people, but there were still thousands of people that never lived up to their potential, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm telling them, teaching them, showing them, helping them learn the exact same things I learned and the exact same things other people learned, but why are they not ascending to their level or their peak level of performance? And I figured out there were three things. And fortunately, I had the United States Marine Corps available to me to bounce this concept off of, and it became crystal clear to me. There are three individual components or elements that hold us all back. And in the success literature, 90% of it only cover one of the three. Very few of them cover two of the three. I don't know of any that covers all three. And here they are. And they make sense. You know, once you understand what these three components are, most people step back and go, wow, that makes perfect sense. How come nobody's never thought of that? The first one is, you're familiar with this one, you're an expert at it, which is mental programming. You are not going to accomplish anything significant in your life. You're not going to live up to your potential if you don't have the right mental program. So now we're talking about, you know, have you programmed your brain for success? Most of us are not programmed for success. The second one, or the second component, is biochemical conditioning. Now, you could be mentally programmed for success, but if your body is not conditioned to carry out what your mind wants it to do, you're not going to accomplish anything significant. Let me give you a simple example of that. Lots of times people don't understand what I mean by biochemical conditioning. Motivation, focus, confidence, enthusiasm, all those elements of success, they're all chemicals. In other words, motivation is a chemical, neurotransmitter in your brain. Enthusiasm, even focus and confidence can all be broken down into its molecular structure, and you learn they're chemicals. Those chemicals, the precursors for those, I'm using the term chemicals because some of them are neurotransmitters and some of them are hormones that are in our body. So an easy way is to just refer to them as chemicals. The precursors for those chemicals are food. So if you're not eating properly, you could be deficient the hormones and chemicals that help you focus. So now, why can you not accomplish your goals? You can't. I mean, many people will tell you they can't stay focused. Or here's an even better one. They're not confident. And we know today confidence has a chemical component in it. And if you are deficient nutritionally or you suffer from chronic stress, which will deplete your body of those essential precursors.
I'm reaching for my B12 right now.
There you go. So you know what I mean. But you know, when we read Think and Grow Rich, when we read all of Anthony Robbins has slowly moved towards talking about the health component. But most of the older stuff that we grew up on, they didn't talk about the health component. Because we didn't know what we didn't know what we know today when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich. Because if he knew what we knew today, half the book would have been about nutrition.
How amazing, though, was he talking about communicating through the ether?
Hello, that's it. that is such a powerful concept.
He was spot on 100 years ago. He knew we would communicate through the ether. And here we have Bluetooth and all of this fabulous wireless this, that, and the other.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
They
and
were spot on. And I always talk about that nutritional component as well. So continue.
Yes. Yes. And you have to realize, well, let me give you the third component. The third component is behavioral automation. What behavioral automation is all about, or what that is how do I automate the behavior necessary to accomplish my goals so that when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to be thinking about what I'm supposed to do. I wake up and I automatically do it because it has become an unconscious habitual habit. Just like smoking. Smokers don't begin smoking thinking I'm going to develop a bad habit that I'm not going to be able to stop without some help over the next 10 years. They do it gradually, and we can create that same type of habit for our goals, and we can do it consciously so that it affects us unconsciously. So those three components, mental programming, biochemical conditioning, and behavioral automation are like the three legs on a chair. If you fail to address any one of those areas, you limit your potential to live up to your God-given desire potential. And I think in my daughter's case, and for that matter, you know, you can extrapolate this all the way out to everybody. One or more of those three components hold people back. And if you start with first, trying to figure out how they're thinking. You know, when you talk, you can talk to people long enough. Actually, I can talk to people for about 4 to 5 minutes, and I can figure out if they have the mental program for success. You know, we can ask them a couple of questions and listen to their response, and it will tell us just how mentally tough they are. Then the second thing I ask people is about their eating habits, their exercise habits, their nutritional habits, because if you're not physically fit, you mitigate your ability to perform at an optimum level. And finally, you know, you can ask people what I was talking to my niece. I'll go ahead and out her right now. So if she's listening, great. I was talking to her today, and you know, I subscribe to the concept that says the teacher will appear when the student is ready. Now, you might have heard that. What that means is, many people, they're not ready to learn or hear about living up to their potential because they're not mentally ready for it. So you could talk to them when you could talk to them until they're blue in their face. If they're not ready, you're wasting your time. So I subscribe to that, and the way I get around that is I throw hints at people to see if they'll ask me questions about something that they've already told me they need help in. Because if they don't ask me questions, obviously they're not ready for the advice. So in her case, I threw all these hints out at her that were the solutions to a problem she alluded to. She didn't come right out and say, hey, Uncle Clint, help me. She just brought this problem up, and I had to learn years ago to stop volunteering my expertise, because you know, especially those of us that are coaches.
Yes, because then you just become a nag.
Yes.
And I always say, I know something that can help you, and because I love and care about you, why wouldn't I want to help you? Do you not want to help me? I thought you loved and cared about me. And they're like,
yes.
I do, but...
But, and when they do that, I just think, okay, well, they weren't ready. So sometimes I'll actually address that issue by saying something similar to what you said. I'll say, if I knew something that could help you, would you want me to tell you? And if they say, well, yes, I'll say, well, then ask me. And then that works unconsciously on them, commits them to literally asking what they want, and that makes them a little more receptive. So to answer your question, what was it that I thought was holding her back? It's one of those three components. I didn't narrow it down. I simply attempted to address all three. And I think the topic of this show covers one of them. In the mental programming, one of the things, and behavioral automation, one of the most important factors that are involved in that is goal setting.
Yes, those elusive dreams that we have.
Yes.
And once we attach some deadlines to them, it makes all the difference. Now, you know, you've touched on so many things in such a brief period of time that we talk about routinely here on the show. And just to add a little bit more to what you were talking about with those three elements that hold people back, that, you know, when broaching the conversation of diet and exercise, because we have a break the budget, which is to stop dieting financially, stop going on to and off of a budget, create a healthy savings and spending plan, just like your nutritionist will create a healthy exercise and eating plan, keyword exercise first, so we have a keyword of savings first with us. And that, you know, you wouldn't put sugar in your car gas tank. Why would you put it in your body? Because all it is fuel. And people don't understand that, you know, if you overfill your car gas tank, it spills on the floor. And when we overfill our body's gas tank, it just spills over onto our behind. But they don't make that same association that I gave myself too much fuel. I need to burn up the fuel that I have before replenishing it.
Absolutely.
And
that's an excellent
And I think that's the one part that upsets the apple cart for the other things because of all of the biochemical reactions. And I always tell people that's just what we are, is a bunch of hormones going through. And we have our ancient brain with the amygdala doing our just fight or flight response, instinctual patterning that we have that's just reacting and not responding. And we need to move to the front of our brain and actually articulately, intelligently respond and make use of that space. So tell me, let's go briefly through, let's enumerate the 12 ingredients, and then let's talk about how do we break some of these bad habits that people have, like smoking and dieting and overeating and not planning financially.
Absolutely. I'll just run through the 12 ingredients real fast, and they're not in the order that I originally wrote them to my daughter. This is the order that the editor said, this is a better idea. Ingredient one is self-improvement. Ingredient two, personal development tips. Ingredient three, stress management. And, you know, a lot of people, we touched on this some briefly, they don't realize just how significant stress is in relationship to living up to your potential. If you live a chronically stressed out life, which many of us do, the fact that you have that stress is going to deplete your brain. Actually, it kills brain cells, wears out your immune system. So, in fact, I just wrote a paper on my blog, and it was titled, "Is Stress Making You Fat, Dumb, and Sick?" And then I go through and explain how stress actually makes you fat, it makes you dumb, and it makes you sick. And I should have added, and it will hold you back from living up to your potential. So I cover stress management in Chapter 3, Ingredient 3. Ingredient 4, how to break bad habits. Ingredient 5, can't talk about success today without covering the law of attraction. So I give a condensed version of the law of attraction. Ingredient 6, how to stop procrastination. Ingredient 7, how to build self-esteem. Ingredient 8, how to have focus, confidence, and self-discipline. Ingredient 9, motivation. Ingredient 10, goal setting. And ingredient 11 is an introduction to copanology, the new brain science of optimum human performance. And then ingredient 12 is a resource section where if you wanted more information on a specific topic, go to chapter or ingredient 12, and you can find websites and other books that can give you more information on that specific area.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the starting point for all types of success, personal, professional, health and wellness-wise, financial? What's the key ingredient or starting point for success, for all success?
Easily. And let me preface the answer with this. Today, we have an enormous amount of brain science constantly building up that explains a lot of the stuff we learned years ago about success. I put together a company several years ago called Nacopin Research, and Nacopin Research, the goal was to research the research coming out of the decade of the brain, looking for bits and pieces of neuroscience that relate to human performance. And here is what we've learned in relationship to that question. Our brain is at the foundation or is responsible or plays a role in every single thing we do. We cannot accomplish or do anything that our brain is not involved in. And if you want to accomplish anything significant in your life, and if significant is simply living up to your potential, the first step, the first place you need to begin is with a clear vision of what that is you want to accomplish. What the vision does, you're going to like this, and this applies to anything, financial planning, writing a book, weight loss, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it begins with this idea. When your brain can see it clearly, a couple of things start to occur. First, you reprogram the neural network where this is all going to begin. And when you have a vision, a clear vision of what you want to accomplish, you literally cause what's called brain plasticity. That's where your brain starts to adapt to what you're thinking about. It starts changing, altering shape. Neurons start connecting together. And when those neurons start connecting together, they start developing your new attitude, your new beliefs, and your new behavior. And that's what will initiate anything you're trying to accomplish. So the beginning stage for any success begins with having a clear picture of what it is you're trying to accomplish. That initiates a brand new set of neural networks that eventually, if you do all the right things, you will create a new mindset, a new set of behaviors, a new mentality. You literally change who you are to become the person that can accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish.
That's so exciting. Once you get going on this, what would you say the emergency brake to success is, and what stops people faster than anything else?
Well, easily. I wish there are many, many answers to that, and I wish there was one single answer. because that would make life so much easier. But the reason it's impossible for there to be one single answer is because there are many different reasons why people don't succeed. But at the foundation, and then I'll break that foundation down, at the foundation, if a person is not living up to their potential, if they're not accomplishing the goals that they've set out to accomplish, if they're living below their potential, you can ask you want to look at three things, and those were the three components I talked about. Are they programmed mentally properly? Are they physically conditioned right? Is their behavior automated? Now, let's break that down. There are eight components or eight elements. When you break down the three components, they can be dissected into eight brain science elements that explain why people don't live up to their potential, or in the example you gave, why people are held back. And first, if you don't have a vision and you've just went out and started goal setting, well, you're going to have a problem, because here's the problem. Goals are designed to create behavior, but if your behavior is not unconsciously programmed first, you have two problems. One is called cognitive dissonance. That's when your brain, that's when there are two opposing thoughts being held subconsciously. And here's the two opposing thoughts. You've set a goal to, let's say, lose weight. Let's pick that. Your goal is to lose weight. You wrote that down. But if you don't have a clear vision, meaning you have not developed the neural network that says you've already lost that weight, your brain fights against itself, fights against you, because what's called cognitive dissonance sinks in, where you have one thought at the conscious level, which is, I want to lose weight. But the unconscious thought is, you're overweight. But if you start with the vision, get a clear vision of what you'll look like at your new weight, and you get it to the point where you've developed a whole new set of neurons, neural networks, now you start that unconscious belief that you already weigh the weight you're trying to set the goal for. So the cognitive dissonance works in your favor. It works like this now. Unconsciously, your mind says, I weigh 130 pounds. But consciously, you set the goal to lose the weight, and your mind says, yeah, you still weigh 200 pounds. And as we all know, your unconscious thoughts outweigh your conscious thoughts. And then homeostasis will set in. Homeostasis is your body's natural ability to bring it into balance. And the balance is always lined up with what your unconscious beliefs are. So in this case, why vision is so important? It begins a neural network that develops the new belief. And then cognitive dissonance reverses itself to where your subconscious thoughts are saying, I only weigh 130 pounds. But consciously, you're setting this goal to lose weight. So at the conscious level, your thoughts are you're overweight. Subconscious thoughts will force your cells. This is some interesting stuff. Your subconscious thoughts will then cause your, well, the way that route goes is your conscious brain will send a signal to your hypothalamus, which then sends a signal to your pituitary gland, which then sends a signal to your cells, causing them to release the fat. And the reason is, subconsciously, you're not fat. Your body is saying, I'm not fat. So cognitive dissonance or homeostasis says, I need to bring you into balance. That's the first one, vision. Number two is, I always tell people to make a decision after you've set the vision. A lot of times we get this vision of what we want to accomplish without ever clearly telling our brain, I'm serious about this, I'm going to do this. So I say, make a decision. Now, that's not as simple as it sounds. You've got to sit down, lament over it, think about it, spend some time making sure you're aware of what obstacles you're going to have, and then at the end of the day, you want to end with this thought. I am going to do whatever it takes. Not the thought that most people have, I'm going to do the best I can. The best you can might not be good enough. So the thought at the end of the decision should be, okay, I know what this is going to take, and I am going to go beyond the best I can to whatever it takes. The third component is belief. And I'm not even going to touch on that because we're all aware of how important belief is. You then need to do what I like to say, install belief. And I'll add this. Lots of times we tell people you have to believe, but we don't tell them how to develop belief. Well, we know today how to develop belief, or as I put it, install belief. After you install the belief, you then want to engineer commitment, or a better choice of words that I prefer is passion. Now, why I say passion is a chemical. It's a hormone that when it's released in your brain, the combination of hormones and neurotransmitters, when they're released in your brain, it causes you to not want to quit. It actually makes you addicted. Yes. And the passion actually causes you to be addicted to your vision. Therefore, you don't quit. And what then follows is persistence and consistency. And then the last four components are the ones that we all know about. Begins with goal setting, then developing a plan, then devising a way to stay focused, and the eighth element is resilience. Lots of times we don't teach people when we talk about changing behavior and changing who they are, we don't talk to them about resilience. Resilience being the ability to bounce back from objections, rejection, failure, and setbacks. Once you've addressed those eight components, there is no reason for you to not succeed at whatever it is you want to accomplish. In fact, I say it's impossible for you not to succeed when you address those eight elements. Everything else that's required for success falls on top of the foundation of those eight elements.
That's so incredible that your vision is so clear in what specifically happens and how we can harness that. Now, you're the founder of this Copenology, this new science of success.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play into what we're talking about today?
Oh, great question. In fact, I should have thought about addressing that at the beginning. Are you familiar with the decade of the brain?
Yes. I love
Excellent.
Brain research. I do not have a PhD. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio.
Okay, excellent. Well, for our listeners, which is really strange because very few people, unless they're like me and you, we research this brain stuff. The vast majority of society is not aware of what's called the decade of the brain. I'm going to give you the short version. Back during the 80s, scientists from the National Institutes of Health and various colleges and universities, they lobbied Congress looking for money to do research into the brain. They believed we were right on the verge of some really miraculous discoveries in how the brain works. And Congress approved it, and the first President Bush declared the 90s the decade of the brain. What that did was open up the floodgates for research. Scientists all over the world started researching the brain, but 99.999% of their research, here's where Copenology comes in, 99% of their research and the money they got, these grants and the aid, it was designed, or it was for finding cures for things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, all the brain disorders. Nobody was really doing, brain research under what I would simply call success, and the reason was there wasn't any money allocated for research for that. Well, at the end of my doctorate work, I started studying this information coming out of the decade of the brain. In other words, by 2000, the scientists started publishing their findings. Well, actually, as early as 1996, 7, and 8, they started publishing some miraculous stuff. And as I read this stuff, having a background in success psychology, I started realizing, wow, this is unbelievable. This relates to goal setting. This relates to focus. This relates to passion. And then I started looking to see if anybody was translating this. And at the time I began, no, there weren't. So I formed Nacopin Research to research the research coming out of the Decade of the Brain, looking for bits and pieces of brain science that can be applied to human performance. When I found that research, I would synthesize it and then simplify it so that the average person could understand it. Because if you read the published articles in the neuroscience journals and you didn't have a scientific background, you wouldn't understand what they were talking about. Well, because of my background, I understood exactly not only what they were talking about from a neuroscience perspective, but also from a psychology and a success perspective. And that information that we translated, synthesized, and simplified, we call it copanology. So essentially, copanology is neuroscience research that can be applied directly to helping you live up to your potential. And I call it the new success science, or the new brain science for success.
Now that we have been able to identify, and because, you know, we're humans, we love labels, we have to be able to put things in little compartments so we can understand them, embrace them, tuck them away, throw them away, do whatever we do with them. Now that we've been able to label this new science of success with copanology, can't we then go back to all of that research that was done on disorders and then apply it to, because, I mean, if success is universal, which I think that there's a structure to success, and the more that I study it, there are so many common elements and recurrent themes as I study it, that couldn't you take that and instead of focusing on the problems with these mental disorders that you describe, but focus on outcomes, not what is this, how do we describe it, but what, let's take this technology that we have discovered and been able to label and create and explain a structure to with copanology, and use it to help in this field of disorder in the brain?
Yes, and they are slowly. First, you got to understand this. Over 250 years ago, Rene Descartes sent us in the West down the wrong road about health and wellness. Now, what Rene Descartes told us was that your mind and your brain were separate. They weren't related to each other, and we followed that advice for over 200 years. So today, our scientific community, they're still stuck on that concept, but they're gradually coming out of it. So I say that to say this. There are a handful of new, what I like to call a new breed of scientists that clearly understand that your mind and brain are one in one. Your mind and body are one. And those are the ones that are leading this new area of research or this new field of study that takes into account just what you said. Let's take what we know, and instead of focusing on the bad things that are going on, let's just see if we can use what we know to make good things happen. One example is in health and wellness in the field called integrated health. Many people haven't even heard of this, but this is a huge transition in the medical profession in which doctors don't just look at the sick part of your body. For example, you show up with a headache. Most doctors are just going to talk to you, ask you a couple of questions, and give you an aspirin and send you home. But when you think of it from an integrated health perspective, they're going to ask about nutrition. They're going to ask about these doctors are going to ask about exercise. They're going to ask about stress management. They're going to ask about your job, because they've realized that you're a whole person, and every little thing about you individually affects everything. So to answer, now let me kind of reiterate that the answer to that question. Yes, some the idea of using the brain science we're gathering now in a positive manner to find cures and to help people, there are lots of people slowly moving in that direction. But it's still a long ways away because we got, like I mentioned, over 250 years of programming to work a certain way, and it's going to take time for us to gradually, for the medical profession and the scientific profession to accept this new way of thinking. And they will eventually. The problem just is science is slow. It takes science a long time to accept what they've discovered.
Well, here's kind of it's a rhetorical question, but I can't imagine why. I mean, hello, the Chinese for the last 5,000 years have been practicing that, and that's why they're outliving us, outworking us.
Right. Right.
I mean, I don't know.
You're right.
I'm just some girl from Arizona. But
yeah. But, you know, you're absolutely right. The Chinese integrated medicine actually applies the best we know from holistic medicine with conventional medicine. In other words, integrated medicine doesn't eliminate conventional medicine because if you break your leg, you need conventional medicine.
Yes.
You need the doctor to be able to do what he does.
Show me up the right way. Don't give me some herbs and a paste.
Yes.
Tell me it'll be all right. I need you to make my leg straight again.
But if you show up and you're complaining about a headache, well, holistic medicine, from an integrated perspective, is probably the best choice for you, where they're going to figure out not just how to fix the headache, but what caused it in the first place. And you can extrapolate that same area of thinking to success. I am actually back in college. I'm working on another doctorate degree in neuroscience with the goal of doing this. My goal is to take the field of science. You know, there's never been an academic pursuit or an academic specialty for success. You can't go to college and take a class called success. You can't go and get a degree in something called success. But what else do people need in their life that's more important than learning how to succeed? Well, my goal with Copenology is to unify, literally to unify the success industry under one umbrella that will eventually be the type of, area of study that can take on the academic area where we teach it in college. Because we know enough about science now to talk about from a scientific perspective, from a neuroscience perspective, we know enough about goal setting to teach a class on it using brain science.
And
but nobody's implemented that in college yet.
I know. And that's the direction that we need to be heading because, you know, I listen to people that say, well, I'm not a good student. And I say, haven't you ever learned how to learn? And most people never learned how to learn. So it's not uncommon for people to be poor students if, one, they haven't taught to be.
Are you still there, Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm here. I can hear you now. I don't know. The phone just started beeping, and I thought I lost you, but you're still here.
Something, but I didn't know if it was us or something in the next room.
Okay. Okay, so what were you saying now about the...
This is the direction that we need to be going in because we can't expect people to be successful without giving them the tools or the strategy to become successful. You can't just teach people a bunch of things about a bunch of different subjects, give them a degree, and say, okay, here you go now, and expect them to understand how to be successful. One of the greatest books I read, you know, and I was the kid... And we didn't have very much, but we had this book club thing that they'd hand out these little two-page newsprint magazines when I was in, like, third and fourth grade. And you could order books. And one of the best books, and I saved up, it was $1.75, but it was How to Be an A-plus Student. And everybody's like, why are you buying that book? And I said, well, wouldn't you want to know how to do it? And they're like, Well, yeah, but, and I said, well, wouldn't it be easier to learn how to get good grades than to just wonder and hope you're getting it right? I'm like, if it makes sense to me. But, I know that I was cut from a different cloth, and even in that vein, I still made so many mistakes because of other patterning and conditioning from family and environment that still led me down the wrong path to make my own mistakes, for sure. All of this stuff is so provocative to me. And what I find, and to put my layman's spin on some of the things that we've been talking about, especially when it comes to the brain and success or failure, neurolinguistic programming has a presupposition that what we filter for, we find. So if we're looking to have cancer or to be sick or chronically impaired or the martyr, oh, I do everything for you and nobody does anything for me, and all those kind of wasted mentalities, then, that's what we're going to get. What we think about, we bring about. But if we're focused on success, even though we may not understand it, we might not have a strategy, but if we put that one component of belief that you talked about and marry it with passion, I can be successful, and I love doing this particular thing so much so that I could do it every day, all day long, and not have to sleep because I'm vitalized by what it is that I'm doing because I'm getting this great chemical injection of these hormones because I'm excited about it. How do we harness all of that and attach that into our clear vision that you talked about earlier and set some concrete goals for ourselves, simple goals that will help us get on the right path to creating financial wellness and future financial independence through the consistency that you talked about over time?
I think the simplest way to do that, and the end of the day, what I'm hoping is to create, let me back up. First, I'm going to working on this degree in neuroscience, and my goal is to develop an academic discipline called success science. So, at 5 or 10 years, when you hear people saying, oh, I'm going to school, and what are you going to study? I'm a major in success science. That's the ultimate goal of what copanology is all about, to unify the field and pulling what we know right now, just using the science we have right now to answer your question. I think what's known as the copanology model of change, it's an 8-step model of change designed to help you accomplish whatever it is you want. And they are those 8 things I mentioned, beginning with number 1, to what I say, ID your vision. What ID means is to identify and develop your vision. Number 2, once you've got your vision identified, then you want to make a conscious cognitive decision, meaning you use your brain to make this decision. Number 3, the third step, is to install belief. Number 4, engineer belief and install passion. Those 4 components of the copanology model of change, those 4 are all about changing the way your brain is wired. Once we have your brain changed so that it's wired for success and then you're chemically conditioned properly, the next thing we do is automate your behavior. And that is number 5, you got to set goals. Can't leave that out. We still know in each one of these steps, there is an enormous amount of science that backs up what I'm talking about, and I wish we had time to go into it. But just on goals alone, a lot of people don't think you need to set goals, but when they understand the neuroscience behind goal setting, they'll change their mind. So after the first 4, the 5th step is goal setting. Then number 6 is develop a plan of action. Doesn't make any sense having goals if you don't have a daily action plan. What should I be doing today? Then number 7, what I like to call set or resilience. how do you manage? Actually, I skipped one. Number seven is actually focus. How do I stay focused on what I'm trying to accomplish? And then number eight, the final step, resilience management. How do I manage the setbacks that are going that I'm going to encounter? Because anytime you step out of your comfort zone and you attempt to accomplish anything significant, you have to be aware that you are going to have setbacks, fall, drawbacks, rejection, all those things. But see, a lot of people won't attempt to do anything significant in their life because they fear rejection. Well, they fear the fear of the unknown, and resilience management teaches them how to deal with it. How do I handle that fear? How do I handle the setbacks? If I'm in sales, how do I handle it when I get rejected? And those eight elements of the Copenology model of change, if a person follows and masters each one of those, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. Now, understand, those just make up the foundation that everything else you're going to do will be built on. And they do not eliminate things like the secret. It doesn't eliminate NLP. It doesn't eliminate what we've learned in Think and Grow Rich. It doesn't eliminate the stuff Anthony Robbins talks about. It doesn't eliminate any of those specific ideas for success. All it does is create a solid foundation so that you can do those things. You know, I hear people all the time say they bought a how to get rich in real estate program and didn't become successful. Well, heck, I've made lots of money in real estate using those programs. So the reason you didn't succeed wasn't because the program didn't work. It was probably because you simply were not the person ready to use it. And those eight, the Copenology model of change is designed to help an individual become the person that can achieve whatever it is they want to accomplish in their life.
That's so profound. We could go on forever talking, and I hope that the audience is just as fascinated with your work as I am. Unfortunately, that brings us to the close of our conversation today. So, Dr. Clint, tell us how people can get all of these information about all of these things that you are working on or toward or the books that you have. How can someone get a hold of you or find you for more information?
Easily. There's a one-stop location. If you go to my website, clintpearman.com, everything you need is right there. All the social networking sites are linked right there where you can contact me, network with me. My newsletter is also there where you can register for the various newsletters that I produce. And if you're interested in this area of success science, Copenology, you can sign up for that newsletter. My blog is everything is right there, clintpearman.com. You can get my book there. And you can also register to get my new book, Copenology, How Ordinary People Accomplish Extraordinary Things, which is scheduled to be released at the end of this month. My current book, The Gift, you can get it now, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or just go to my website and order it from right there.
Wow, that is so exciting. Well, I can't begin to thank you enough for joining us on today's broadcast. And for those of you who are driving around and are unable to take down Dr. Clint's information, never fear, Unlock Your Wealth is here. All you have to do is visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. As always, we have all of our previous show guest links to all their goodies, too. Just stay tuned. We have so much more in store on today's broadcast. You are listening to the Purveyor of Prosperity, Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years, is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! For $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And guess what?
And let's check in now with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, famous comedian, Coco Brown. Coco, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm over here jotting down notes right now.
Yay, third week in a row, so you're kind of a glutton for punishment, huh?
I must be, but you know what? I got to get this money right.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, you found the place to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So last week we made a pretty profound shift when we talked about doing a six-step reframe, doing our take, action, make assessment key. Are you saving your receipts?
I am. And the good thing is I already do, because of tax reasons, because of what I do, being I work for myself. So that wasn't a hard step for me. I already do that. I just have to separate them from the time you told me to do it until now.
Good. Well, I'm glad it was easy, because some of this other stuff, while simple, may not be so easy because we have to get out of our own way, so to speak, or some of our old limiting
right.
beliefs and behaviors about money.
Mm-hmm.
So, but last week we made a pretty profound shift when we talked about emotional spending. Have you encountered any situations that were high stress or emotionally laden that would typically have driven you to the mall to spend?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I resisted temptation.
Great.
I decided to clean the bathroom instead.
Yay. Well, as long as you can transfer that value to a new behavior to replace that old behavior, to do something that's going to gratify you, that's going to validate you in that way that made you run to the mall and spend money you didn't have, then you're mm-hmm. on the right path. And so you can constantly be adding new and creative things to do when you have those emotional stimulus. And we have to be fairly vigilant up front to make sure we're consistent, but over time we may not even have a reaction
right.
emotionally that has financial consequences if we keep being vigilant and consistent about how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's so great about that. Well, with this week's key, Dreams with Deadlines, I always say, and like I said in the beginning of the show, this is where the fun begins. So are you ready to take a trip to see what your life is going to look like in a
yes,
few years,
absolutely.
In 10 or 20 years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So when we first started our coaching back in the first week, you mentioned that you wanted to have a house, you're getting married, you want to have kids, the whole nine yards.
Right.
So what we want to do, because we know now how powerful sensory imagery is in
mm-hmm.
creating alternatives for ourselves and bringing things into fruition that we want when we attach emotion and energy to it,
mm-hmm.
that we want to use that when we go to make our plans for the future. And I know for some young people, and you and I don't really have this issue anymore because we're getting up there, but back when we were in our late teens and early 20s, it was really tough to see beyond the weekend and who we were going to go out with and if we were having a hot date or just our girlfriends to run around with.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
So it's a little more difficult when you're that young because you might not even know what you want then. But now that you seem to have a clear picture of where you want to go,
mm-hmm.
what I'd like to do with you is take some time to explore and create some imagery and associate some emotion to create these ideas that you're thinking about of desires you want for the future and show you how you can create a systematic plan to achieve those. So are you ready to take a little trip and see what your life looks like in 20 years?
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited.
Okay. So we won't discuss what age we will be in 20 years, but in 20, I'll be
Ooh.
Getting close to that magic number.
Oh, yeah.
The senior citizen discount in 20 years.
Right before you start collecting AARP.
Yeah. So then I have to join AARP in 20 years.
Exactly.
Right now,
when they start coming out.
Before we get there, let's think about what our life is going to be like in 20 years. So in 20 years, you have been happily married, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So tell me what your relationship is like with your husband in 20 years. Just you and him.
Just me and him?
Just you and him. We'll add other pieces to the puzzle in a minute.
Okay. I think that we'll be in a great comfort zone, that we'll, you know, we'll be settled and we'll be in a house and, you know, we'll be much more, you know, comfortable and just still the best of friends. I think we'll always be the best of friends.
Okay,
and,
great.
Yeah.
So tell me specifically this house that you two have together. What does it look like?
It's big. It's
how big?
Big.
How many square feet?
4,000.
4,000 square feet. That is nice.
4,000 square feet. 4,000 square feet. Huge kitchen. Huge island in the middle of the kitchen. Great living area. Huge master bedroom. Closet space for days. 3-car garage. Pool. Yeah.
Tell me about your pool. Does it have a waterfall?
Absolutely. I've always wanted a waterfall that looks like a lion's head with the water coming out of the mouth of the lion.
Oh, neat. I like those, too.
Yeah, that's definitely
how. Does it have a slide?
I would love a slide. Yeah, slide. Yeah, definitely has a slide. And it has a jacuzzi that sits up from the pool that you can get into from the pool, but also, you know, separate from the pool.
Okay.
And it's an infinity
pool. Does it have a waterfall?
No waterfall in jacuzzi.
Okay.
Jacuzzi kind of looks like the middle of a volcano.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Now, is this volcano pool, is it pebble tech? So does it look like it's a lake, or is it plaster, or does it have fancy colored tiles?
I would say it looks more like an island oasis, you know, with makeshift rocks and pretty tiles, and maybe the tiles are actually like more so rocks.
Great.
You know, so it looks more like a canyon or, you know, like a rainforest kind of thing.
Okay. And then is this house in the city, or where you just have a small lot with just enough for your home and your fabulous backyard, or do you are you out somewhere where you have rolling acreage?
I think it's on a decent piece of land, but it sits on water. There's water, you know, our backyard might be the ocean.
Ooh, nice.
So there's still land, but the backyard, we're seeing the ocean.
Okay. And so which coast are you on? Are you on the East Coast or in the West Coast?
This house is on the East Coast. It's on the East Coast, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
This house on the East Coast.
What kind of flooring do you have in this house?
Hardwood floors and marble tiles.
Nice. What color is the hardwood?
Carpet. I love the cherry colored hardwood.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah,
what kind of marble do you have? You have light marble, dark marble?
I want to say dark marble in the kitchen. I love dark marble in the kitchen to match the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, the Florida room that leads out to the pool probably have like a lighter marble.
Mm-hmm. And is this house have more of a European feel or a modern feel or a Spanish feel?
I'm going to say modern.
Clean
more of a
lines,
modern.
That sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Clean lines, sort of ceiling windows.
Okay, so
yeah,
can you stand in a window for a bit and look out?
Okay.
Is the sun on your face?
Yes.
Is it warming you?
Yes.
What's it smell like in your house? Do you have fresh flowers?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love the smell of cinnamon.
Outstanding. And is it winter or summer?
Summer.
So imagine looking out the window and you're looking into your backyard, and can you see your friends there? Are you maybe having like a backyard barbecue or some sort of a party and you're entertaining?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And what are people doing?
Laughing, having a good time, playing cards, in the pool, you know, walking down to the beach, you know, just having a great time.
Okay. And are there any children from you and your husband there?
Yes.
How old are these kids in 20 years? Do you have them right when you get married, or are they still kind of young?
Yeah. They're probably the youngest one might be about 15.
Okay. So you'd have older children.
Yeah. Yeah, because we plan on trying to start having kids soon.
Great.
In 20 years. Yeah, they're going to be 18, 19, and maybe the youngest one might be 15. You want three.
Nice. And so do you have all boys, all girls, a couple of one and one of the other?
I envision all boys. I don't know why, but I envision all boys. I think because my fiancé is a former football player, and he is just diehard, you know, Dallas fan, and football is his life. You get him talking about football, it's going to be a few hours. And I think he's just going to have all boys because he's going to want to pass that knowledge on to his son.
Okay, great. So maybe they're even throwing a ball around in the backyard.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're living in this 4,000 square foot house on the East Coast with a modern theme, and you're entertaining. What do you think you have in the bank dollar-wise? What do you think you would need to be comfortable at that lifestyle?
A million at least.
Okay. So we need $1 million in 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I could make you a millionaire in six. So in 20 years, you can be a millionaire easy a couple of times over if you're diligent and systematic.
Okay.
Strategic in what you
I'm
do.
I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
So now, are you guys still working? Or what are you doing now?
Yeah.
Are you still a comedian, or have you made a career change?
I think I'm gonna have a career change in 20 years. I'm really focusing on my writing right now, and you know, getting ready to you know, sell a script, and you know, and at 20 years, I've sold a few scripts. I've got a couple of shows on the air, probably a show in syndication. You know, I'm you know probably have a play touring the country. My husband, he's going to still be acting. I think that's his passion. That's truly his passion. I think he's still going to be acting. And at that point, he's going to be in producing and possibly even directing.
Okay, great. So you've got some pretty decided ideas about what the future could look like for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. So let's come back a little closer. So now we're getting closer to now. We're only 10 years out. So what does 10 years out look like? Are we in that house yet? Or are we still saving for that house?
I think we're in a smaller version of that house, and we're probably still on the West Coast.
Okay.
We're probably still on the West Coast, but we're in a nice house, but it probably isn't that big.
Okay.
I would.
What does this house look like?
This house, I think, is more Spanish.
Okay.
And has a lot of greenery. Has a pool, but is just more homey in the sense of not so elaborate as per se in size, but it's more of a comfortable home. You know, and it's, you know, it's somewhere you could feel it that young children are being raised in.
Mhm. Mhm. And so your kids are now from like 5 to 9 years old, right?
Right.
We're going 10 years back. So, are you working or are you staying home with the kids? What are you doing?
I'm working. At that point, I am definitely working on a show that I created, a show that I am the creator and one of the producers on, starring in it, launching another show, doing plays, doing theater. But I think the comedy, the stand-up comedy side, is something I do more so because it's for fun, and I do because I can do one or two shows, much more money, and, you know, I don't have to be on the road that much. And I can take my kids on the road if I want to go on the road, but I don't have to. I don't have to go on the road anymore.
Mm-hmm. Great. So now let's go and pull ourselves half of that time again. So now we're at the five-year mark. So you're probably just having your third child, right?
Yeah. If we go with three, which I think we will, but if we go with three, yes, I'm probably getting ready to have my third child if I haven't had them already.
Okay. Well, now that you've been able to make so much imagery and associate so much with what your future is going to look like, have you ever sat down before and really thought about what your future is going to look like in these terms?
I've dreamt about it. I've daydreamed about it. But truly to, like, map it out and say it the way I just said it to you, no.
Okay.
To be so in-depth and specific, no. I've daydreamed about it, but not so specifically.
Well, right after this break, we're going to get to the reason why we're doing what we're doing with all of this century imagery. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Coco Brown. Stay tuned for more coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to comedian Coco Brown on Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Stop
Coco.
It's gonna get funny when we get past the fact that I'm taking, oh my, no money. It'll get funny, I promise you.
Well, you know, one step at a time. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
So you're probably wondering why I had to sit there and really, make your thoughts more concrete.
I'm definitely curious. Absolutely. I'm definitely curious about, why I got to just do that whole spiel. And I want to know what's up with that.
Well, very simply, kids cost money. Houses cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Our
mm-hmm.
dreams have dollar signs on them.
Right.
Just the way it goes. Money should never be our goal, but money is always our tool
mm-hmm.
to accomplish our goals.
Okay.
And when we can have a concrete goal, we are more likely to achieve it. And
okay.
if we can engage ourselves in it emotionally, we are 100% more likely to accomplish it, and
okay.
either in our stated time frame or less, as
okay.
a result of that sensory imagery attachment.
Okay.
So now that we know where we want to be, where we want to end up, all we have to do is work it backwards. That's the beauty. Most people say, all right, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do the other thing, and, they say, yeah, well, I want to get married, and I want to buy a house, and I want to buy a car, and I want to, and I want to go on a trip. And people say all these things,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of just let them hang out there in the universe, but they don't assign any specificity to it. They don't
mm-hmm.
do any background research to find out what's involved in making that happen. They just kind of let it hang there. And this is the challenge that I had in my previous marriage, was that I was told, Heather, sometimes dreams are too expensive and dreams should be just left as dreams and you don't have to make them a reality.
Oh,
and I was
deep.
Devastated by that.
Yeah, but that's real talk, though. I hate to say
that.
Well, my mother says, it's funny, my mother says that to me all the time. She's like, I know you want to be a comedian and all, but honey, is this costing you more than... I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go.
Yeah. And, you always have those dream stealers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful that you don't let the dream stealers near you. Zip yourself in your little positive bubble and say, poo-poo on you, dream stealer. I know what I want. And it's not
mm-hmm.
about money at all. It's about the happiness. When you saw yourself 20 years down the road and you were watching through the window at your family enjoying the house and the time that you had with your friends and the feeling of the sun beating on your face and
mm-hmm.
the smell of cinnamon in the house, I mean, that was pleasant. That was your reality. You just created your reality. And that's something that money can't buy, is your reality. But the things that facilitate that reality cost money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it goes. So
right.
once we identify what it is that we want, and it's far enough out,
mm-hmm.
we can create a systematic plan of attack to get there. And the strategy is everything. And instead of trying to figure out how we're going to get from point A to point B, what we're going to do is we're going to figure out, okay, if I'm at point B, this is where I've ended up, point B is my destination, I just need to work backwards to see where I need to be along the way, all of those little sub-points, to get me back to the beginning. And it's all simple math equations that take us back there.
Okay.
So we know what we need to do every day to get where we want to go. And the value of planning far enough out into the future is it doesn't take as much active savings to do that, because we can passively create the wealth that we need to accomplish our goals by investing, by making smart decisions with our money. And so when whatever that dollar amount is, if you need to have $1 million in the bank to be able to support your lifestyle and to be able to come and go as you please and do what you want, you need to have a way to get there. You need to have a way to get there. And so what we're trying to figure out is, what can I do today, 20 years from that reality, to get where I want to go without having to earn $1 million to have it in the bank? What can I do today, little by little? Can I save $5 a day, $10 a day? Can I strategically accumulate assets with the money I'm setting aside today to get where I want to go? And the answer is unequivocally, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can have all of that and more. You just have to understand where it is you want to end up and work it backwards. That's all you have to do. And if you start saving today for that house you want 20 years from now, you have to put a lot less away now than if you waited 10 years to start saving for that house. More than double would not cut it to get you to that point. More than double. It's called the rule of 72.
Okay.
And the power of compound interest. And the rule of 72 is simple. All you have to do is take whatever your interest rate is and divide it into 72, and it'll tell you that's how many years it'll take for you to double your money, the way interest compounds. So if you're getting 6% interest and you divide 6 into 72, that's 12. So it would take your money 12 years to double. But what if you had another investment vehicle that yielded you more than 6%? What if you could get 10, 12, or 15% by investing in the stock market, buying certain investments, buying real estate, and having other people service that debt while you get cash flow and capital appreciation? There's never been a better time to invest in real estate than now. And what can I do with my money today? Using this rule of 72, this says my money's going to double every so many years. If you doubled your interest rate and if you took and were able to get an annual rate of return of 12% on your investment, your money would double every 6 years.
Wow.
So $5,000 becomes $10,000 in 6 years.
Right.
In six more, it becomes 20. In six more, it becomes 40, then 80, then 160, then 320. Do we see how this goes?
Yes. Okay.
So when it comes to making decisions like, I'm upset, I'm at the mall, and I want that red dress, is it the red dress? Or is that the house on the beach with a fancy pool?
Right.
What do I want? Do I want,
The house?
Or do I want the house?
I want the house.
Yeah. And what if you could create a scenario in your life where you had your income from your investments reinvested? And so now you're exponentially increasing your wealth, and somebody else has taken the time to build it. Like when they service your mortgage and you get the cash flow from a real estate investment. This is all in the realm of possibility, but we have to make our dreams concrete. We have to solidify them. We need to make them so emotionally engaged that we could not imagine our life without that house, without the cinnamon fragrance perfuming that great room that you're standing in, that you're looking and watching your kids playing, who one's probably running off to college, one's back home from college, and you have one baby left. Those are priceless memories.
Right.
Those can be yours by making some smart, simple choices today. But unless we know what those dreams and those goals are, unless we set them in stone by creating a sensory imagery and then attaching a timeline to it,
right,
we're never going to get there. Charles Buffington was on our show last season, and he says hope is not a strategy. We can hope that we're going to get there, but we can create a strategy that will take us there.
Right.
It's up to you. Do you want to hope for your hope for your future, or do you want to have the future that you dream of? Because it's that simple. All we have to do is take and plan. So your homework assignment is to continue to go crazy with the ideas. I want you to tell me the pattern of the fabric that you have for your window treatments. You know what the difference between drapes and window treatments are?
Yeah.
Drapes are $100.
Right.
Drapes are $100.
Window,
so we're
going to
have window treatments in these homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So we want to create such sensory awareness that you cannot wait to get to that house.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand what you're after, it makes all of these little instant gratification choices not as important.
Yeah,
it's pretty powerful.
Exactly.
So, well, thank you so much for joining us this week, Coco.
Wow, thank you so much, Heather. You have put a lot of things, I mean, in just these 3 episodes, you have put so much in perspective for me. I have been looking at things through different eyes right now. You are good.
That way. That's so great that you actually feel like you're making progress. One of the most important things in a coaching segment is that you feel like you're getting somewhere and that you're substantially different than what you were when you started. So the fact that you actually feel like you're gaining momentum means that we're accomplishing things, and that means that these shifts that you're making each week are sticking. So I'm so excited about that. So for all of you who are dying for your nuts and bolts for this week's key, get your pencil and paper ready. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast today. And the Keys to Riches is simply a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And as we move forward, each key builds upon the next. And before you know it, we're going to have immediate financial wellness when we make it happen in our heads. And the money will follow. And once we get financially well on the inside, we'll have financial independence on the outside. So this week's key is dreams with deadlines. And for our key statement this week, it is, I know that in order to accomplish my dreams, I must make them into concrete goals. And in order to make them into concrete goals, I need to visualize specifically what I want and be as articulate and descriptive as I possibly can, where I employ all of my sensory imagery, sight, sound, smell, touch, taste, feel, employ all that sensory imagery as if we already had it. So these goals are not dreams anymore. They become a tangible part of us. And then once we visualize specifically what it is that we do want in our lives, we simply select a timeline out into the future when we have it and make our plan of acquisition backwards. So if we want to retire with $1 million in the bank, which will provide us about $100,000 worth of income if we can manage an investment that yields about 10% a year without tapping the principal, what we need to do is take our financial calculators or visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. And once we get our membership website up on August 1st, you will have all kinds of great financial calculators that will help you plan what you need to do today to get to that future financial independence. And using a simple time value of money formula with an average interest rate, it'll tell you how long it will take you to save that amount of money. And what's so fabulous with the power of compound interest is we don't have to save all of that money. That's what's so great. If we start saving now, it's a little bit here and there. Nothing we would ever miss. So once we assign our deadlines to our dreams, we now have tangible goals, and we employ neuro-linguistic programming, is know what you want, know how you will know when you have it, make a plan, and then work the plan. So this week's affirmation is from our Unlock Your Wealth e-zine. If you're a subscriber, you already know. If you're not, you must sign up at ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. Drop us an email or visit our website and subscribe today so you can receive your affirmations. And today's affirmation is, I articulate my dreams as goals with great imagery. I articulate my dreams as goals with great imagery. And we say our affirmations several times throughout the day. The first time we say them is at night, right before bed, the last thing that we do before we roll over, kiss the spouse, and turn the light off. And we say our affirmations out loud to ourselves to tell our subconscious mind and set up our subconscious mind with work to do all night while we're getting restful, restorative sleep. Our subconscious mind is going to go to work on bringing those affirmations into reality, just like we chatted with Dr. Clint Pearman. And as we think about them as if they are already happening, our brain will create new neural pathways to make it happen. And then the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning, we don't roll over and kiss the spouse. We don't let the dog out. We don't start the kids' breakfast. No, we pull out our affirmation sheet and we say our affirmations out loud again to ourselves to focus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day. It's not to run errands for everybody else, get to work on time, get the kids to school and practice and pick up the dry cleaning and make sure the husband has what he needs, and try to figure out what we're going to do for our own life in the meantime. No, our higher purpose of the day is to create choice. And choice occurs when we have the financial freedom to do so. And so we want to say our affirmations first thing in the morning to focus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day. Our goals are always more easily achieved when they're right in front of us and we always see them. It's just like the squeaky wheel gets the grease or the nagging wife gets her way. We must have our affirmations out in front of us so we know what it is that we want all the time. And then the next time we say our affirmations is at any point during the day that we encounter negativity, whether it is from a coworker, a boss, a subordinate, a child, a spouse, a relative, you name it, anybody that brings negativity into your life and tries to rain on your happy financial wellness parade, you are just going to say, no, thank you. After the negative encounter has occurred, you are going to whip out your affirmations and say them again out loud to yourself, because what we think about, we bring about. We always get what we say we want, so we must focus on what we want and not on the negativity that other people are trying to bring into our lives to take us down because they're envious that we are succeeding and they're not willing to do the work to get there like we are. And if it feels like some days are only affirmation days, trust me, I've had those too. And I thought, did I get any work done or did I just say my affirmations? And so it happens. Some days are better than others, but as long as we keep focused on what our higher purpose of the day is, know in your heart of hearts that what you think about, you bring about. And our key, that was our key affirmation. Our key action item for this week is we are going to find a nice little corner or part of our backyard or our house, or if we have to lock ourselves in the bathroom to get away from everybody, and we need to just sit and be alone with our thoughts and chat with us and find out what do we want and when do we want it, and make it as articulate as you possibly can, and then when you set that deadline, then all you got to do is work it backwards so you can chip away at it each and every day, little by little. It's just like eating an elephant. You wouldn't swallow him whole, but you can finish him if you start eating just one bite at a time. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I have had a ball. I hope you have too. We have such a great week coming up. I can't believe it. Thank you so much to Kristen Hun, our show producer, chat room moderator extraordinaire, for chatting it up and tweeting it up for all of you to gain some super big value. We had to interrupt this week. I had a doggy emergency and was unable to broadcast our spaving and other spending dysfunction, so we're moving that 2 weeks away. But this week, in addition to our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts show on Tuesday, we are going to have our Carry Cash Challenge this coming week, as well as our next key in the Keys to Riches. Knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful. Also, Bank on Money. Pamela Yellen's joining us on next Saturday's show. So we have an exciting week. Hope your summer is exceptional. And we look for our Carry Cash Challenge on next Wednesday's Midweek Update. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And here is to your financial independence. Finally, financial health and wellness can be yours. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll chat with you again on Tuesday. You've been listening to Heather Wagenhold's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Make it a great weekend. Thank you.